Now turn to Section 3. Section 3. You will hear four students discussing a survey that they will conduct. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Hi Martin, hi Rachel. Are you both waiting for us?
Hi Abby, hi Lance. Yes we are, but we've not been waiting long.
Yes, we just ordered some coffee. Hi Lance.
Hi everyone.
So we're here today to talk about our survey on electronics and communications. Rachel, you said you were going to think about some question ideas.
That's right. I've been looking at our subject of how household citizens in this country derive benefit from the digital environment. To start with, I thought we could ask about their perceptions of internet speed.
Dial-up or broadband?
Broadband, I think, Lance. Not many people in this country have dial-up anymore.
I think that's a great start, Rachel. It's very topical at the moment. What about after that?
Another important area is people's perceptions of affordability. This has a lot to do whether people have travelled to different countries and have seen the costs of services there and are therefore able to compare what they pay for here.
That's not necessarily true, Rachel. People can have perceptions of affordability without having to have travelled.
That's true, Lance. I like the idea, Rachel, but let's keep the travel part out of it. If we include that, we could create too much bias within the answers, as people who don't travel wouldn't be able to answer.
You're both right. I'll just make a note of that. Now, the next area I looked at was what people think about the possibility of changing subscriptions and switching between providers.
I thought it wasn't possible to just switch providers. Aren't people locked in with a contract?
Yes, they are usually. But even within the contracts, there are ways of cancelling and changing provider.
There's also a lot of talk in the media about how many contracts demand 3-month notice periods. People often don't realise that, and they're furious when they have to wait and pay for 3 further months.
Yes, I know someone in that position. They're actually leaving the country, and they have to continue paying their communications bill for 2 months, when they're not even in the country or living at the address that the contract deals with.
Well, we should get some good feedback and answers on that area.
So, my next area is the transparency of tariff information. Again, this is a topical area in the communications industry.
That's right. There were some big stories in the media recently. The government has clamped down on companies not disclosing this.
I read a story last week about a family that sued their phone provider for not giving the proper information. The family won, and it seems the government has finally woken up about this matter and will do something about it.
Why is it so important?
It's because companies want people to choose the package that gives them the most profit. It doesn't matter to them that people don't get the deal that makes the most sense for them. Salespeople just give customers a limited number of options, and customers can't find the full information anywhere else.
That's awful. I can't believe they can get away with that nowadays.
I know. Fortunately, things are getting better, though.
So, the last area is about mobile phone usage.
Will we just be looking at how often people use their mobile phones?
Not so much that. We'll be more interested in how happy customers are with their signal reception.
That's a good topic too. I thought that we had good coverage in this country, but then I heard from some foreign student friends of mine that it's terrible here and that their countries are much better.
That's right. We think it's okay here, as we're used to nothing different.
You now have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen to the rest of the discussion and answer questions 27 to 30.
So next we have to decide when and where to do our survey.
I think the best thing would be to go after lectures on Wednesday morning. We'd get the afternoon shoppers and we'd get it all done before dinner.
The problem with that is we'd only get people free on a weekday afternoon, There would be a lot of unemployed people, and that would influence the results. On a Saturday afternoon, we'd get a lot more people and a better cross-section of society.
I don't really want to lose my Saturday, though.
Nor do I. I want to go to the football. Can't we do Friday afternoon? There'll be lots of people around off work early then.
Well, that would be better than Wednesday, but I think Rachel's right. Nobody wants to work at weekends. But if we want to do a good job with this survey, then we should make some sacrifices.
Okay.
Yes, I suppose the football can wait.
Now, are we sure that the town centre is the best place to conduct our survey? What do you think, Rachel?
Well, it's the place where we'd find the most people. Also, we'd probably find the best cross-section of society there.
The trouble, as I see it, is that some people won't want to be stopped to answer our questions. You know what it's like.
That's true. But that will be the same wherever we go. The other places where we'd find lots of people could be worse. In train and bus stations, people would be busy. I think Rachel's idea about the town centre is best.
What about in the central shopping mall?
Again, maybe there would be too many of a certain type of people.
OK, I'm fine with Rachel's idea.
Me too, I'm happy.
Finally, we need to analyse the information as fast as possible. Why don't you all come round to my place the next day and we can collate everything and do some statistical analysis. Can you make that, Lance?
I can't after 3 o'clock. I have to be with my family then. I could come before that or in the evening.
How about you, Rachel?
That should be no problem for me, as I'm free all day. So just let me know when. What about you, Martin?
It might be a problem for me, I'm afraid. I can come, but not in the evening. I've got tickets to the cinema.
Let's meet at midday, then. We should be able to get everything done in a couple of hours so Lance can get away.